Good evening. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayakhel, we read about the donations that were made to the making of the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, in Parak Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayavo ha'anashim al hanashim, kol nediv lev heviu. The Pasuk uses this phrase, kol nediv lev. Anyone whose heart motivated him to bring, they would bring the donations to the Mishkan. And on this phrase, Kol Nediv Lev, the Tartimu quotes from the Gemara in Shavuos, Chafavim and Beis, the Gemara says, Tanya, learn in a Brisa, excuse me, Motzva Svasecha Tishmor V'yasisa, should observe and perform the utterances, what comes out of your lips. So the Gemara asks, Ein li ela shehotzi v'svasov. From this pasuk, it would seem to indicate that it's only if it's actually expressed from one's lips. Gomer belibo minayin. How do we know that someone has to fulfill a nether even if he committed himself only in his mind, but he didn't actually pronounce any words? Tamalomar, kona divlev. We learn from our pasuk, kona divlev, that everyone whose heart motivated him brought the different items. That teaches that even though they didn't pronounce the Nedarim, they still honored their Nedarim just because they committed it in their hearts. And Torah Tmima brings a discussion with regards to the issue of Tzedakah. He asks the following question in Siman Reish Nun Ches, in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Yoredeya, Reish Nun Ches. We learn at the beginning of the Siman, it teaches that regarding the issue of Yad Letzdaka, we hold that it is binding. What's Yad Letzdaka? The Gemara teaches in Nedarim, Zayin, and Zayin Amin Aleph, the Gemara teaches that if someone would try to, if someone would have a coin, let's say, some money that he would donate to Letzdaka, and then he would say about some other coin that was right next to there, he would say, and this one. But he didn't say what exactly he wanted to do with the second coin. So that's the idea of yad, that it's something that which is being drawn together with, it's hanging on to the first thing. So if his statement about the first coin was saying that it's going to be for tzedakah, and then he says, and this one, so it's a question of the Gemara, whether or not that's a binding statement, does the second coin have to be given to tzedakah or not? Question, as the Gemara explains it, it could be that merely he means to say, and this one I'm going to use for myself. And maybe he just didn't finish that phrase. But really, when he says, and this one, he doesn't have in mind that the second one should go to tzedakah. He just is saying, and this one, but he doesn't mean to say that the second one should go to tzedakah as well. Or perhaps, no. Now, the Gemara clearly says that we do hold yad. We have this concept of yad, and we apply that one is bound by his words when he says, and this one, with regards to karbanos. But when it comes to designating an animal to be brought as a karban. So the Gemara there explains in its discussion, in its question regarding tzedakah. So part of the suffix of the Gemara is that since tzedakah is compared to karbanos, maybe it should have this chumrah that the yad letzedakah, when one says, and this one, regarding a second coin, so it should be, he should be required to give the second coin tzedakah, just like if he would say, and this one, regarding a second animal, he would have to give the second animal as a karban. Or do we say that that the comparison that Gemara has between tzedakah and karbanos is not a complete comparison, and it's only compared in certain halachos, but not in all halachos. So that's the suffix in the Gemara. Whether or not, again, that tzedakah, by tzedakah, do we say yad letzedakah is a binding commitment, just like it is by karbanos? And that's based on the possibility and the understanding that tzedakah is completely compared to karbanos. Or do we say that, no, tzedakah is only compared to karbanos for maybe the halacha of delaying payment, delaying their to redeem a pledge. So you're not supposed to delay regarding a pledge for carbon. Similarly, you're not supposed to delay when it comes to pledging for tzedakah. So it could be just for that specific halacha, tzedakah is compared to karbanos, or maybe it's completely compared, and therefore, just same way as we have yad lekarbanos, we also would have yad letzedakah. That's the Gemara in the Durham. And in Shulchan Aruch, we seem to paskin, and we hold that we are machmer. We say that there is a concept of yad letzedakah, and if one would say, and this one, regarding a second coin, he would be obligated to give it. So Tertuma asks that if we clearly paskin l'chumra on the question of yad letzedakah, it would seem that we do consider tzedakah to be like karbanos, and then it's very confusing, because at the end of the Siman Reish Nun Ches in your day there, the Ramah brings two opinions regarding the issue of a mental commitment. What would happen if someone would only make a commitment to give tzedakah in his heart, but he wouldn't pronounce any verbal commitment? So the Ramah there says that if somebody thinks in his heart that he wants to give certain things to tzedakah, so he has to do so. He has to fulfill his intent. And we don't need to have a specific amira. We don't need to have a pronouncement. And then the Ramah quotes, but there's a Yesh Omrim that if he didn't actually pronounce it, if it didn't come out of his mouth, he didn't pronounce it with his lips, then he's not obligated to that intent. So the Tartuma asks that it seems to be a funny halacha. Why is it that there's two opinions regarding whether or not by the tzedakah do we say that a mental commitment is binding or not? Maybe yes, maybe no. Two opinions, but it would seem that the same way that we find by the karbanos that we have by the truma and the by kachim, as the Gemara in Shavuos teaches us, we say that if gamar beliba, if somebody has a mind to donate in his heart, so it's binding. So then tzedakah should be the same halacha, and that should be the clear halacha. The same way that we said at the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Ches that tzedakah is compared to karbanos for the issue of yad letzedakah, so it should be equally as clear that tzedakah should be compared to karbanos to kachim when it comes to the issue of a commitment that one has inside his heart, even though he didn't pronounce it. Just as we see from the Gemara in Shavuos and Chavavah Beis, that by a kachim, if one has a commitment in his heart, it's a binding commitment, so too it should be so by the tzedakah. So I just wanted to discuss, if we look at a little bit of the background to these two halachos of yad letzedakah and this issue of the gamar belibo, an internal commitment, so we find that the Ran in the Darim and Zayin Amud Aleph discusses this issue of yad letzedakah, and as I mentioned, the Gemara really leaves it unresolved. It doesn't say the word teku, but it's as if it's a teku, right? The Gemara has a question: do we say yad letzedakah or not? And the Gemara doesn't answer the question. So there's different opinions in the Rishonim how to paskin and why. So many Rishonim paskin l'chumra that we do hold the yad letzedakah, but the question is why. So the Rush, the Ramban, the Rashba, they say an idea as follows. They say that, quite simply, this is a suffik in Isura, or a suffik, it's a suffik deraisa. We apply the principle of suffik deraisa l'chumra. When there's a suffik on our biblical law, so we're machmir. And it's the Ramban uses a language that it's Isura. So therefore we're machmir, and therefore we have to, we hold the yad letzedakah. And that's what the Rush says is the reason why we are machmir, because suffik deraisa l'chumra. However, the Ran has difficulty with this, and he says that he quotes many places in Shas, other places in Shas, where we find that a suffik in a suffik mamon aniyim is considered to be a mamonist question. In other words, it's not an issue of issa v'heter. It's not an issue of whether something's permitted or not permitted. It's just simply a question of whether or not it belongs to the aniyim or it doesn't belong to the aniyim. And when we have a suffik in mamon, we usually follow the principle that we're mako. We leave it in the hands of the person who's holding the money. So in this case, the one who's holding the money, the one who made the commitment through the process of Yad Litzdaka. So in that case, it's really a suffix whether or not that money belongs to the Aniyim or it belongs to the person who said that phrase and this one. And therefore, that we should be Mekel and we should say that he can keep his money. He doesn't have to give it to the Aniyim. He doesn't have to give it to Tzedakah. Instead, the Ran says that the reason why we're Machmer is because, and this is something that the Ramban mentions as a second reason, but this is the reason that the Ran accepts, that in the Gemara Nedarim, the Gemara says, right after it discusses the question of Yad Letzdaka, it asks a question about Yad Lehefker. The Gemara questions why we ask about Yad Lehefker. It's basically the same as the Yad Letzdaka question. So the Gemara there says that it's an intim shalomer, that if you'll say that Yad Letzdaka is a binding commitment, so we have a further question about Yad Lehefker. And as Ran says, since the Gemara seems to indicate that we take the position, the Gemara seems to assume that we do follow this rule of Yad Letzdaka, that it is binding, because in its following question, the Gemara, in order to ask the question about Yad Lehefker, is already assuming that we hold Yad Letzdaka. So therefore, you see the Gemara already indicated that we consider the Tzedaka to be like Karbanos, and that's why we're Machmer on this issue of Yad Letzdaka. So it would seem that according to the Ran, if the reason why we're Machmer on the question of Yad Letzdaka is because the Gemara seems to take that position in the continuation of the Gemara, then it would be a clear decision that Tzedakah is compared to Karbanos entirely, and that's the Gemara in the Nedarim. In which case, when we come to the question about Gomer Belibo, if somebody does not express a commitment, but just says a commitment in his heart, so it's unclear. Why would you have two opinions on the matter? Clearly, if Tzedakah is compared to Karbanos, so then we should say that a mental commitment is binding. However, if we look at which Rishon it is who has this opinion, this Yesh Omrim that the Ramah quotes at the end of Rishon Ches, it actually comes from a Tshuvas HaRash. The Rush is the one who says in Tshuva, in Klal Yud Gimel, in the first Siman Aleph, he says, in that piece, he discusses the issue of mental commitment, if somebody has das, an intent to donate something. And in that tshuva, the Rush says that the tzedakah is considered to be chulin; it's not considered to be kachim. So the Rush is the one who says it. Now it would seem that the Rush was the one who said in the Gemara Nedarim, the Rush did not say like the Ran. The Ran said that the Gemara itself indicated in Nedarim that we take the position that tzedakah is really compared to Karbanos. However, the Rush just took the position that we have to be machmir because it's a suffix deraisa. So, according to the Rush, at the end of the Gemara and Durham, we still don't really know if tzedakah is compared to Karbanos, but we're machmir on the question of Yad Letzdaka. So, it's not that we know for sure that tzedakah is compared to Karbanos, it's just that we're machmir misafik. But the question still remains, but if we're machmir misafik there, so why aren't we machmir? Even if it's a suffix, we should still be machmer on the question of Gomer Belibo when somebody has in mind, to donate to tzedakah. Why aren't we machmer on that question to consider tzedakah like Karbanos and therefore to obligate the person to give the money to tzedakah based on his mental commitment? But if we look at the Karban Nisanel in Nedarim, on Perek Aleph over there, on the Rush, in Os Yud, the Karban Asano quotes the question that the Ran asks against the Rush and the other Rishonim, that how could it be that you apply this, that you're bringing in the principle, we evoke the principle of Savak Deraisa L'Chumra in the question, in the Gemara about Yalat Staka, but Staka is Maman Aniyim. It's a Savak Maman Aniyim, and we consider that to be a Savak in Mamanus. It's not a question of Isser V'Heter, it's a question of Mamon, and therefore we should be Mekel. That was the Ran's question, and therefore he rejected that reason to be Machmir. But the Karban Asano defends the Rush, and the Karban Asano explains that perhaps the Rush agrees that usually Maman Aniyim is a matter of Mamanus. It's not an issue of a heter. And we wouldn't apply the principle of Safek Deraisa L'Chumra for Mamon Aniyim in general. However, specifically when it comes to the issue of Yad L'Tzedaka, that's where the Rush says that we have to be Machmer, because, as the Karmen Asanal explains, that is an issue of Issa V'Heter, because it's an issue of whether or not a person has to fulfill his expressed commitment, Motzvah Sasecha, right? Whether or not he has to, if he makes a commitment, a verbal commitment, so that's a question in Nedarim, that's a question in Issa V'Heter, whether or not you have to express, you have to fulfill your commitment. So in this case of Yad L'Tzedaka, it's a question whether or not did he make a verbal commitment to give the tzedaka or not. So there's two levels of suffix here. On one hand, it's a suffix at the end of the day, does this mammon belong to the ani or not? But on the other hand, there's also a suffix in terms of did this person express something which would obligate him to give it based on the Issa V'Heter question of having to fulfill one's neder. And therefore, since there's an issue of fulfilling a suffix in the neder, that maybe he expressed a commitment through this phrase and this one when he says about the second coin and this one, it's a question whether or not that means that the second coin should be given to tzedakah like the first one, or maybe not. And since it's a question whether or not he expressed the neder here, that's a suffix in the darim, that's a suffix in Issa V'Heter, and suffix deraisa l'chumra. That's the way the Karmen Asanal explains what the Rush means when he says suffix deraisa l'chumra. Now, based on this, we can explain that there's a difference between the question of Yad L'Tzedaka and the question of Gamar B'Libo. Because by the Yad L'Tzedaka, the whole issue is, when he says, and this one, he expressed those words. And we just don't know whether or not that means that he is making a verbal commitment to the tzedaka or not. So that's a suffix, whether or not he has to fulfill, that's a suffix in the nether, and it's a suffix in Motsa Svasav, so therefore we have to be Machmer. However, when it comes to the issue of Chashav, when it comes to the issue of Garam Belibo, that he just has a mind and he has an intent to give to tzedakah, on that question, again, the Rush thinks that we have a suffix whether or not tzedakah is compared to Karbanos. So on that question, we're not going to be Machmer, because on that question, even if we'll say that by Karbanos one has to fulfill what he has in his heart, doesn't necessarily mean that it's as if he expressed it verbally. And therefore, by the tzedakah as well, even if you'll say that tzedakah should be compared to Karbanos, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's as if that when somebody has a mental commitment to give to tzedakah, it doesn't mean that he verbally committed. It just, if it's compared to Karbanos, he would have to give based on his mental commitment. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it was as if it's a verbal commitment. And therefore, it's not a suffix in his verbal commitment. It's not a suffix in fulfilling Motzah Sfasav. And therefore, all that's left is a suffix in Chosh Mishpat. It's a suffix in the suffix in Mamon Aniyim, whether or not that mental commitment that one made in Tzedakah, does that make the money belong to the Aniyim or not? And that's a question. We don't know if tzedakah is compared to karbanos or not. And on that question, it's a suffix in mamon aniyim, and we're going to be mekel. And therefore, although the Tar Tamima was bothered, that how could it be that there's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Reish Menches, in the Simen Reish Menches, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that we're machmir on the question of yalat tzedakah, and we seem to compare that tzedakah to the karbanos for that halacha. So then why is it that the Ramah at the end of the Siman Reish Menches brings two opinions regarding the question of whether or not a mental commitment to give to tzedakah is binding? How could there be two opinions? If tzedakah is compared to karbanos, then just like karbanos, we say that a mental commitment is sufficient and binding, so too by tzedakah it should be that way. So we explain that since the Rush is the one who has the opinion that the mental commitment by tzedakah is not binding, and the Rush was of the opinion that really we never resolved the issue of whether or not tzedakah is like karbanos. We were just being machmer by Yad tzedakah, and as the Karmen Asanal explained, that was because there's an Issa V'Heter question of Motzah Sfasav. However, when it comes to the case of Gamar Beliba, when somebody just has a mental commitment, there is a wish of Matzah Sfasav, and it's only a Safik in Mamun, a Safik of Mamun Aniyim. And I would stop right there, except I would just point out, to be truthful, that there actually is a problem with this opinion of the Rush anyway, as the Ma'arik already points out, which is why he paskins that really a mental commitment by tzedakah is binding. The Ma'arik points out that although the Rush in Shuva says that the tzedakah is considered to be like chulin, not like kachim, and therefore if someone's gomer blibo, it's not binding. However, the Rush himself in Maseches Ta'anis, in Perek Aleph, Simon Yud Gimel, says clearly that by tzedakah we say that it's enough if one is gomer belibo, that's already binding. So it seems to be a steer in the Rush. The Ma'arik already points out that it's not such an uncommon thing to have a steer in the Rush between the Rush and Shuvah and the Rush and the Psakim. But be that as it may, it would seem to be a steer in the Rush. And the Rush himself in Maseches Ta'anis seems to clearly say that we do consider a mental commitment by tzedakah to be binding. So either way, the halacha would follow that opinion that we would consider a mental commitment to tzedakah to be binding, and therefore, as the Rama says in the end of Rishon Ches, we should follow that opinion. Thank you.